Yes, indeed. Lie. 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 I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. I'ma make them hate me. I'ma keep it live to the death, yep, that's for sure. Welcome to the Real Live Talk Podcast, huh? Radio show, for sure. Oh, man. Turn it down real quick, man. What up, Real Live Talk family? Yes, indeed. And welcome to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. I'm going to be very quick with this one, but I'm your man, Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles.
Oh, 88.
I got 88 right here, you know what I mean? You heard it right there?
That was my bones
cracking. Hell no, huh? Old joints. Yeah, we here with episode 43, season 5, all the way live. I know for a fact I'm all the way off my rocker when it comes to my marker. I'm on my rocker. Off my marker when it comes to the 365 all the way live concept of this podcast platform radio show. Like I said, I'm going to be very brief on this one here. This is an out-of-nowhere situation. Like a lot of the situations have been throughout the seasons. Always reason for the season. Season for the reason. You already know what I'm talking about. All praise is due to the Most High. Thank you for this opportunity. Oh, man. I always say this. Whole lot of going on. Whole lot of distractions. But you got to keep your center and your balance when it comes to all the situations existing. But one thing I cannot shake right now real quick is what comes to the next podcast episode real quick. Playing yourself.
Ian Cooler.
Are you able? Hell no. <nah. laughs> Are you able? Ian Cooler.
All right, seriously. Did just made that bubbly sound.
That bubbly sound. It make me almost want to stop it and see if we even caught it. It don't even matter. We heard it. We heard it all the way, officially. But, yeah, playing yourself. Are you aware? Do you know? How do you handle it? Blah, blah, blah. Dot, 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 dot. Yeah. Oh, my nigga, man. Okay. All seriousness. Are you able to identify when you're playing yourself?
Probably not.
Does it take someone to say you're playing yourself when it comes to them? For you to...
You said it.
I love me some Diana Ross, man.
I'm just throwing out there.
I love me some D. Ross.
I'm anyway. Just throwing out there.
Yes. What? Yeah.
Question.
On the What Up Wednesday situation. Question.
Do you know? What all ties into the, are you playing yourself? Because do you know where you're going to?
Yeah.
Do you like the things in life are showing you?
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
Hmm.
You can pretty much answer the question if you played yourself or not. Answering that question. Honestly. Like you can say, hey.
In my opinion, and this is just an opinion, but it is mine. You ain't been through life if you ain't played yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't been the victim of hurt people, not being accountable, traumatized puss hound, yeah, traumatized dick hound.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. A little bit, if you want to tell me.
I'll just go one part. That's all.
If you ain't been through that, you ain't. Yeah, I can name some other shit. But I'm gonna name those right there. And the reason I say those is because when we made bad mistakes in life, we try to justify our shit. And when you try to justify some shit that you know damn sure is the case, you're going to have an issue. How you deal with that issue, that's on you.
If you try to justify, you must deny.
Yeah.
I learned that from Johnny Cochran.
Yep.
No, I'm saying, but I'm saying.
Yep. I learned it from the same individual.
If it don't fit.
You got to quit.
If you try to justify, then you must deny.
Rest in power, says Johnny Cochran.
If you looking for a way to justify it, then you probably are in denial in all seriousness. You're probably leaving out some details that need to be looked over by you first, and then other individuals involved. Because when we start trying to justify shit, it is some sort of denial there. That's the reason why you're trying to justify.
Yeah.
Things that are justifiable don't need to be justified. It's already said and done. It's already done.
You justify it. Okay.
You don't need somebody to come in and say this is.
Say you pumping your gas at your gas station. Somebody comes to you trying to rob you, steal your car. You happen to defend yourself and bust their ass. That's justifiable. Yep, that's justifiable. We ain't even got to go further with the whole what could be after that happens. But you was just pumping your gas. Somebody tried to come and test your ass. You said, F that, take this blast. And they went down very, very fast. That's justifiable.
Well, that's my thing is, so you would say, oh, that's justifiable homicide.
No, they ain't die. No, they ain't live.
Not in that situation.
You even go nothing further.
I know the situation you're talking about, but that was.
That's what happened.
Right. Exactly. So that didn't even.
So to go even further, they actually did live.
Yeah, they did.
But on camera, they were caught coming to you when you were just pumping your gas.
And that's not called anything other than self-defense.
Yep.
They don't even use the word justifiable in that case.
But you get what I'm saying?
I get what you say.
But that's I have the right kind of attorney that would use justifiable.
Yeah. Right.
Without justifiable defense.
Yeah. See, no, that's just defense. Mm-hmm. My point being, when they say, if had that person, that individual died, then they would say, oh, it was a justifiable homicide.
Yep.
No, it's not a justifiable homicide. It's simply self-defense. Because
when you play with that kind of fire, you're going to get burned.
Right. Well, that's my thing is,
that's like the, running up in somebody's house. Word
justifiable, and that means we got to tweak the stories. It's an element of denial in there somewhere. Whereas if you just say, hey, it was flat out self-defense, then that's what it is.
Okay.
I'm not going for justifiable homicide. Mm. I'm saying I flat out defended myself. Hmm. I didn't make up a reason to kill somebody, because that's what justifiable homicide is. If I came up with a reason that I should kill you.
I ain't like what they said.
Nah, they didn't let Samuel L. Jackson get off with that in the Time to Kill.
You know what?
I'm just saying. And that's a real story, though.
And that is actually a real one. I'm glad you brought up that one. That's based on the real story.
That's a real story. Yeah. But they didn't let him get away with justifiable. Yeah. They ruled that a homicide is homicide. Nothing is justifiable.
How does that tie in with, real quick, to, do you know about the being played shit? Okay.
Hey. Well, the whole thing was, we were saying if you had to justify, you might have to deny.
Yeah.
But if you justify anything that you've been doing, like, hey, I might have inadvertently played myself, but it's justifiable because I did this. No. Just look at the facts of the facts. You played yourself in some way or another, whether for the good or the bad.
Simple and plain.
Hey, you played yourself at one.
It's simple. Simple and plain.
And it's not. No, that's not untrue. Yeah, it is, because you were either naive to the facts or just plain dumb. I mean, some people are. But I'm just saying. You were probably naive to the facts and you succumbed to playing yourself. Like I was just giving my man a reference of when I damaged a lot of relationships chasing after one person that I knew at the time it was wrong. But I played myself in that instance. I did. And I played myself every time because I dropped whatever needed to be dropped to tend to this one person, and they did not extend that courtesy to me. Whenever they were involved in something, and I was second fiddle, third fiddle, fourth, fifth, whatever. I was never first when we weren't together. But once we weren't together, she always came first. And that was a mistake on my part.
Oh.
So I just flat out played myself. I ruined 2 to 3 relationships by dropping what needed to be done.
Oh, that blah, say blah, your.
And, yeah. I did that though. Yeah, I did that. I did.
Okay.
And
see, I'm glad.
Not, a lot of people think playing yourself is like the worst outcome. Or, I didn't do this. Or, I didn't lose all my money. It's different ways. I didn't lose all my money. I didn't lose no money messing with this chick, but I did lose something, which I didn't realize was valuable till down the line. I didn't realize that I lost a couple of valuable relationships until it was said over and done with, and I could no longer go back to these people. So a lot of people associated with money and you know, superficial things.
The couple times I played myself, I seen what was and ignored it, number one. Because when somebody show you their true face, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. The other, what bounces off of that one is, I chose to ignore it. Simple and plain. Ignore it.
Yeah, well, you will ignore it.
And when somebody speaks to you, whether verbally or body language style, indirect, you know, all the little different forms of communication that don't have to be verbal. You're going to pick up on that shit when you have a real, when you know what's up for real.
Yeah.
I sometimes be sitting there beating myself up because I be seeing some shit and I know what's up. I know what time it is. I don't need no watch. So when I be going through the shit I be going through, I be like, damn.
Well,
you know what the fuck is the...
Yeah, because how many people actually use the warning signs? Here's a prime example.
Uh-oh.
How many people run a red light, and when they run it, they say it was yellow?
Justified.
They're not going to acknowledge that it was a red light. They're like, hey, it was yellow when I ran it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. But you just ran a red light. Yeah. And I say that to say, how many red flags have went up that you consider yellow at the time? How many times did you actually see a lot of red flags and you just ran through the light and said, ah, it was yellow?
It was yellow.
Right. That's why I do the traffic light thing. Because how many times have you actually ran through, know you done ran through the red light, but you would say to yourself, if the cop pulled you over, you'd be like, it was yellow. That's the first thing you're going to say. When you get exposed, you're going to say it was yellow. It was not red. And I say that to say how many red flags. Because that's the proverbial, the red flags is what we should all notice.
I did it on tape.
So how many times have you ignored the red flags and in your mind said it was yellow?
Mm.
It wasn't red yet.
It was red.
But you knew it was red. If the cop had pulled you over when you made a mistake in your relationship, you would have said, the cop would say, didn't you see that red flag? And you would say, but it was yellow. That's what I'm talking about.
It was yellow.
Yeah, because you don't want... Nobody wants to recognize red flags, especially when you really feel what's going on. Mm. Because when the red flags pop up, if it's been green flags for the first 2 weeks, who wants to come to a red flag? Nobody wants to see a red flag after you cruising down.
if it's been green,
what? Yeah. It's been green for 2 weeks. You hit a red flag,
yeah.
You're going to run that bitch and say it was yellow. Meaning you oh, we all
my goofy ass almost literally lit up a whole nother
no, meaning we all have come across red flags that we've ignored.
Yep.
That's what it all comes down to. We've all ignored red flags at one point. And you know what that is? Playing yourself. you ignore those red flags. But like I said, it's justifiable, quote unquote, because we always say, well, it was yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really red.
Here's another thing. I just seen this on some real shit. Bertrand, what made me even come with this topic real quick? Some bullshit, right?
Yeah. It was a series of text messages.
Yeah. A series of messages being thrown my way, series of messages. When I ask a question, am I playing myself when it comes to you, and you don't answer? Maybe you don't have the words for me immediately, but I'm one of the ones that believe silence speaks volumes. So, it's cool. I love it. Makes me a stronger individual than the average. But every time I play myself, I've ignored the red flags, thinking it was yellow, like Brethren just said. And I'm cool with that. I'm at least admitting to that. I'm not justifying shit. I have to live with the embarrassment of that. Because it is embarrassing. You get played by undeserving individuals. And when I say undeserving, I mean you already seen the red flags, you ignored them, and you got exactly the result that you get when you ignore red flags. Red flags ain't never been good.
No, I've been different. you don't get exactly the result that you thought you was going to get. You get a worse result than you thought you was going to get. Yeah. Like, it come back twofold. You like, oh, okay, that I thought in my mind
yes.
what the worst was going to be. But this is a little bit more worse than what I thought it was going to be. So I disagree. You don't get the worst that you thought, but you get the worst.
You get the
like, worst. It's not even what you thought. Like, you get shit that you be like, well, I didn't see that coming.
And as a parent, I've been through it. Relationships, been through it. Jobs, been through it. Life, go through it.
What's you get what I'm saying on that? What's the consequence?
What's the opposite of the consequence?
So, like, it's cause and effect, action, reaction. Will be the anti-consequence because, like, when you saying it, it just dawns on me that what we think we know the consequences, we really don't. Like, sometimes when we choose to run that red light, going back to the red light analogy, and we run a red light, like, well, what's the worst? I get a ticket, and then they search your car. And it turns out to be more than a ticket. Just like in life, though, it's like when you think you know the consequence, you don't. But I don't know what the anti, like, so, like, you got cause and effect, action, reaction. I don't know what the anti-consequence is. Like, you know.
Consequence don't have one. Consequence is the ending, is the end-all, be-all.
But.
Because think about it. You
with
just,
the red flags, we sometimes run the red light thinking that we know the consequence.
Okay. You said run the red light, get a ticket, they search your car. What if you run the red light, get hit by another car?
That's even worse.
They search your car.
Like, sometimes you kind of like, well, I know what I'm doing. Like, when you run that red light or you ignore the red flag, to bring it full circle, when you ignore the red flag, you think, I know what I'm doing. I know the repercussions behind this. But you really don't. It comes back worse than what you thought might have happened.
And you're like,
yeah, you're like, well, hey, you know, just because I ran one red light, this wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be a ticket. So if you ignore one red flag or a couple of them and you think, yeah, well, I'm just going to get away. I'll just get a ticket. And then all of a sudden it turns out to be this super crazy drama that you never expected. Well, when you thought you knew the worst, turns out you never know what the worst is. You never know what the worst is until it happens. So don't try to predict what the consequences are of you ignoring red flags. Don't try to minimize it. There's the word. Don't try to minimize it.
Don't try.
Like, well, if I ignore this tiny red flag or this one, hey, what's the worst that can happen? And never ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Yeah. That's the dumbest question you can ask yourself, even in your mind.
In your mind.
Like, don't even bring that to the universe. That. Right, don't even put that in the universe. What's the worst that can happen should be the last thing you ever think.
And that's what be going on with a lot of folks. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, what's the worst that can happen?
They're saying that.
Yeah.
Another thing they're saying.
Don't even put that thought in your mind.
You have individuals that are so elusive of the L they have on their back. And I ain't talking about loss. I'm talking about that larceny.
I know he's talking about that lump. Quasimodo. No.
Yep. That Quasimodo
effect. 6'20".
That Quasimodo effect is definitely larceny.
Okay, it's not the lump. It's larceny.
That larceny have you fucking slumped. You looking like Quasimodo out here with that larceny on your back. You don't think you look like that because you're walking straight up? But to the eye that sees, you carry the L on your back. That specific L. Letter. It's over.
The scarlet letter.
Yeah, scarlet letter.
Think about this, though. When you commit larceny, nobody ever gets convicted of larceny. They always can get convicted of what? Grand larceny. Nobody ever dumbs a charge down to larceny. Did you ever notice that?
They always put grand on it, don't they?
Yeah, like when you commit larceny, they just tack that on. They never give you larceny. they're like, larceny, grand larceny.
Grand.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's like one of the ones you really want to avoid. Because they always tack on the grand. There is no, unless the word larceny exists, the charge larceny exists. But when you go before the court, it always turns into grand. Like, so people, avoid that.
Avoid grand.
If y'all don't know what it is, look it up on Wikipedia right now. Google it. But know what it is. I'm not going to even help y'all out with that one. You got to look it up on your own.
You got to help yourself on that one. Yeah. But yo, I don't have nothing else to say on this one. All I'm going to say is I work very hard and diligent nowadays, modern time, to not play myself. Because I'm very aware of the mistakes I made in the past. Very aware. I see it.
How many people are there? That's another part of it.
It's
not just the consequences of the red flag. How many drunk drivers are aware of how many red lights they run? So how many red flags do you, when you're not even in control of yourself, pass over? And then you think you're not making the same mistake again because you don't even remember making that mistake.
You're hitting you all metaphorically right now. Metaphorically.
I'm just saying, how many red lights you done ran and you don't even remember it?
You don't even remember it.
How many times you done just ruled out all the red flags, but you don't even remember ruling them out because you wasn't even in your right frame of mind. So you doomed to repeat the same mistake. It's like deja vu. You're like, I feel like I've been through this before.
You have.
You have. Right? You have. You just you don't have. Remember it. Like,
you just don't know.
You like, this feels so familiar. If it feels familiar, then trust me. And I'm not going to go into my beliefs or anything, but if it feels familiar, either you did it while you was drunk or you living another life. So take heed, either way. Like, I don't care if you don't, what you believe in, you don't believe in reincarnation or whatever, but if it feel like you've been there before, then take heed the warning. Whether it's reincarnation or just being undrunk. it was just being sober. Don't commit the same mistake again. I ain't telling y'all what to believe in, but I'm just telling you, if it hits you, if it's in your dreams, and even if it's in your dreams, you feel like you've been there, and it hits you twice, your dreams must be telling you something. So,
this is twice.
Yeah, if it hits you twice, listen, that's a sign. And like I said, I won't even get religious. I don't know who was assigned from. None of that. I ain't trying to tell you to be religious. I'm just telling you, if it feel like deja vu, it's a reason. Don't repeat that mistake again. Like, listen to whatever is in you, whether I was drunk, high, reincarnated, angels touched me on the shoulder, whatever. Whatever the reason you want to subscribe to. My dreams, I'm like Joseph and my dreams mean everything.
Subscribe.
Whatever you subscribe to. If you feel like deja vu, listen to you. Listen to your soul.
Listen to it.
That's one thing I know is universal is your soul. And your soul is probably telling you something for whatever reason. Religious reasons, drunken reasons, whatever reason. Listen to your soul.
And those folks that struggle with hearing and paying attention to their soul, y'all have a whole different reason why that's the case.
Yeah.
And it's been the case. But anyway.
Even an atheist will listen to a soul from time to time.
But yeah. See?
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not telling you what to subscribe to. I'm not telling you what to buy into. But I'm saying, if something approaches you and you feel like you done made this mistake before, that is a surefire sign. I don't care how you made the mistake before. It's a surefire sign to not make this mistake again.
Don't make it again.
Don't hurt me again. And with that, I'm going to leave you with my boy wanted to hear all along. My brethren wanted to hear this all along. Yo, are you a pimp? A hustler? No, I'm not. Are you a man? Can you stand alone like a man? Because it tied in to everything we were saying. This, ladies and gentlemen, you're playing yourself by the great Jeruda Damager.
Jeruda Damager. Jeru.
I'm gonna turn it up slightly.
Yeah, hit him up. So you understand. Yeah. Used to be LaToya and Jim Hacks, but now it's Uzi's Max and G-Packs of Cracks. Everybody's psycho on some type of good fellow, but me, I keep it real, that's all swan like Jello. Don't drink Cristal and I can't stand Mo. Never receive currency for moving a kilo or an ounce, make them bounce to this fake pimp free flow. I never knew hustlers confess this. What you say? What you say, brother? What you know who trump states? Evidence, murder, weapon, confession, and fingerprints.
That's funny.
You hear?
Yeah, he said, oh. That's great. You're a player, but only because you be playing yourself.
What all that big willy talk, how you playing yourself. What all that big gun talk, about you playing yourself.
Playing yourself. Playing yourself. Playing yourself with all that rah, rah, rah. Playing yourself with all that big gun talk, about you playing yourself. With all that big willy talk, how you playing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I be starting my podcast off with blah blah blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh man. All right.
Oh my god.
Dead. Play with.
Oh, I got a remix to that. Did you know I got a remix to that?
They do have a remix.
No, I do.
You have a. Yo.
I got a remix of this. Watch this. I just realized it's the same song. Watch this.
Nothing to worry about.
You're playing yourself.
Yeah. J-Root is up next. All
these so-called players have been in the rap game. Got brothers on the corner selling cook cocaine. It used to be LaToya and Jim Hacks, but now it's Uzi's Max and G-Packs of Cracks. Everybody's like some type of good fellow, but me, I keep it real. That's all swag and jello. Don't drink Cristal and I can't stand more. Never receive currency for okay. Moving a kilo. All right, I'm gonna let y'all go with that one. I just had to let y'all know I had a remix
yeah,
for that.
Yeah,
we about to party this bitch.
Yeah, we about to go. Yeah. It's all
if
good.
We don't sign out. I hope y'all got the message.
Yeah, please understand the message.
It was a real message in there, and I hope y'all got it.
If you're playing yourself, the person that you're playing yourself to will let you know. The situation will let you know. It all goes hand in hand.
They all float down here. Listen, the person, I respectfully disagree on this one point. The person, when you play yourself, the person that you play yourself with is not going to let you know. Yeah. They want the game to continue. They want overtime.
Oh, so, and they don't care how many OTs yeah, they're going to.
Right. Oh. I respectfully disagree that they'll let you know.
No, they won't. They'll let you know if you are able to pay attention to the red flags.
You got to dig within yourself. Because nobody's going to tell you, other than the cops, that you ran the red light. And they ain't the cops. So they're going to let you keep running them.
They the ops.
They in the car with you for the ride. They're going to let you keep running them as long as I get to where I want quicker. And this is real. Like, nobody's going to tell you you fucking up.
I
don't even talk like that, but nobody gonna tell you when you fucking up. It's one in a few people. You probably surrounded. If you lucky, you surrounded by two people that'll tell you when you fucking up. One, if you slightly lucky. The rest of the world has nobody to tell them when they fucking up, and that includes when you are playing yourself. It's nobody that's gonna be around to tell you, hey. Especially if they hearing on the take. And that means, I ain't even talking about relationships at this point. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about people that you think is friends. As long as they coming up off of you, and they know you being a sucker right now. Not as a sucker, like, don't mistake that for like, oh, I'm just a sucker ass.
No, you said it right.
But they taking you for a sucker ass head. Well, they mistaking your kindness for weakness, basically. And you don't see the red flags and what you're doing wrong in a friendship, they're going to keep letting you run red lights, pass up red flags. They're not going to tell you that you're fucking up. because it benefits them to not do that. And that's usually the case. So I got to respectfully disagree with a man on the fact that they will tell you. They won't tell you.
They won't
They're
tell
not
you.
Gonna let you know. They're gonna let you keep doing what you're doing. It's up to you to know when you're getting played. Nobody's going to tell you you're getting played except for what I say. You got probably, if you're lucky, you got two people in your life that will tell you when you're getting played. For some of us, that might be parents. Other people, it might be aunties, uncles. Other people, it might actually just be friends.
Look, when I said they'll tell you, if you are in tune with what's going on.
Yes. Now that I agree
you
with.
You will okay. know and know and know.
I agree with hurts. If you were tuned to your world, then, well, if you paid attention, you will know. But see, that
not pay attention.
Yeah. If you want
so to. So that's why. I,
the, but, well, yeah,
that's why it has to be different.
But there lies the rub. Usually when you ignoring red flags, you ignoring them for a reason. And a lot of times, I hate to tell you all this and be the bearer of bad news, but a lot of times when you run the red light, it's because you want to. It's because you're in a hurry to get somewhere. It's not because you didn't see it. So, I don't want to end on a negative note, but a lot of times we know that we ignore the red flags. It's because we want to. It's not like we getting blindsided. So, look, you got to look deep within yourself and decide when enough is enough. That's what happened with me, honest to God. I knew what I was doing.
And what we deal with on this podcast platform, self, reality, yeah. People, and life.
So, I don't want to be like that negative, nasty type of vibe where, oh, you knew everything. No. But listen, you do know. You know when you're doing wrong. You know when the gig is up, and you know when you had enough.
The gig is
up. Look, a lot of people know when they had enough, but humans by nature are gluttons for punishment.
The gig is
up. You know when the gig is up. Like, you know it. I swear you know it. And that's what, you know what? You know why gambling is so successful?
Right.
It's because people know when the gig is up, but they don't care. That's why gambling is one of the biggest industries. They know when it's up, but they don't care.
Play the last creation you came with. You know what I
mean? I'm telling y'all, this is why.
Shit. The transit, and play whatever. But,
no, I'll play the last one.
Man, we about to. But, it's over, y'all. All right. We shut it down.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I went overboard.
No, he didn't.
I went overboard, but hey. I'm just telling y'all. Everybody plays a fool. And when we do play the fool and it ain't cool, we know why.
We know why.
Because you chose to. You thought, I can do this. I can get away with it. And tell me that's not deep in your mind when you do shit. I can get away with it because I'm me. I used to have that type of hair. I can do this because I'm me. I'm Julius J. Jones. Nobody else can do this, but I can. And then, sometimes that's our downfall. Yep. By simply saying, I can do this because I am me. I'm not an arrogant person. I ain't never came off as arrogant on this podcast. But I ain't never came off as arrogant to my brethren. That's because I done learned a lot in these years. But trust me, when I was 21, when I was 18 to 24, I might have been one of the most arrogant motherfuckers you would have ever met in your life. You probably would have hated me then. Probably would have, I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all gonna keep on hating me, because...
Well, I'm not saying right now, like now in my older years, I'm very confident. My arrogance has taken a wise back seat to my confidence. Now I'm... What? No, you need a certain amount of arrogance.
Yes.
You do.
I was just about to
but,
say
but it. When you see it when I do it. You see when I get into my mold when I'm creating.
This one of them right here.
Yeah, like, you see where I get arrogant. I get my arrogance.
This one
but
of them right here.
But it's not like the arrogance I had when I was 21, 22. It's a totally different arrogance. This arrogance I have now when I'm creating these beats is like, hey, I know I'm on a level with certain people, and I'm not gonna apologize for that. Never. But I'm not just out here like, fuck everybody else, and I'm on this level. See how I dropped the fuck everybody else. That was my arrogance in the young age.
I don't care about what y'all got going on. For real. Whatever it is, what it is. There's a lot of fucking distractions going on right now. Hey. And I'm about to go ahead and get to them and address them. Unapologetically.
Well, unapologetically is the word, because my arrogance now is more like, I will tell you, my arrogance now is more like a supreme confidence. Like, I can hang with anybody out there.
This shit here?
That's my arrogance now. Like, yeah, I'm there with everybody. But my arrogance in my 20s was a different arrogance.
Yeah.
It was I was feeling myself arrogance. Mm. This one is, I'm sure myself arrogance.
Yeah.
There's a difference between I'm sure myself arrogance and I'm feeling myself arrogance. Because I'm feeling myself arrogance, when you get humbled, it might hurt you. When you sure humble, yourself, yeah. Like, when you're like, no, I'm talking about when you fully yourself arrogance.
I will never be humble again.
And I say humbled as in you meet, like, I don't say humbled as in like somebody bring you like, oh, bring you back to earth, like by cussing you out of nothing. I mean humble by realizing what I do every week when I do these beats. I mean humble by realizing it's some real life motherfuckers out here besides you.
Yep.
That's what I mean by humble. I don't mean humble by somebody cussed you out or something. I mean humble by just actually taking a look at the world and saying, hey, it's some real life motherfuckers out here besides me. If I didn't know that, I couldn't connect with you or Matt or nobody else, because I would be in my own world thinking I'm the only real live person out here.
See, you know it's what I'm funny, saying? That, brethren, but I
don't go ahead, elaborate.
That's why I'm saying there's not any situation that I've been through and going through and go through where that's the case. I know it is. I know it ain't. I'm not nobody's punching bag. I ain't nobody's motherfucking this and that. I'm not trying to play nobody because of what I've been through. I'm never going to be humble again. So if you think that you're trying to humble me because you feel I'm a bit robust for your taste.
Or on your high horse.
My high horse is exactly what it is. You either get on the high horse with me, or you gonna constantly.
Well, what I ask people is, if you're not on a high horse, what you supposed to be on, a mule?
Yeah.
That's the low horse. So you gotta be on a high horse, right, to compete. Like, you gotta be on a high horse to exist, because
I want to be one of the first individuals that get a zebra to trust me to ride they back. Huh. Because y'all see a zebra, you see a horse, right? Yeah, zebras don't want shit.
African horse.
No, exactly. You definitely. Zebra like, no, you better not get on. You better not try and mount me.
And by the way, just shot. Speaking
am
of
I
people,
right or wrong?
You're right. You absolutely right. And by the way, speaking of people that always talk about zebras and cheetahs, leopards and zebras. Zebras can't change their stripes and leopards can't change their spot. I get that. You are who you are. But remember this. A zebra and a leopard or a cheetah or whatever can clean their coat.
Oh!
So, yeah, the zebra can't change their stripes, but they can clean their coat.
Oh.
So stop using that as an excuse.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out there.
Alright. I'm done, y'all.
Yeah, everybody, listen. Pay attention to your red flags and clean your coat. Right.
So, say whatever you want. Shout out to the ones. And shout out to the ones. When I say shout out to the ones, those are the ones that bring positive moral upliftment. Shout out to the ones.
The people you should surround yourself with.
You bring a very key energy that helps growth. Thank you for existing. I know what not to fuck with. Your frequency is not the level I want to operate on. Anyway.
And you know what that is? That's paying attention to a red flag. And to tie it all in. To a red flag. So
we didn't even want to go this long, yo. We really wanted to hit y'all real quick.
This is real, though.
This is real shit right here.
This was real. Well, actually, we did go into a 15-minute one. And I'm looking this on 45. So this was real. We had something real to say. I hope y'all enjoyed it. And I hope y'all take something from it, for real.
Yeah, I'm going to send this. I'm going to unapologetically send this to multiple people. Multiple platforms. Live with me, y'all.
Yeah. Because it honestly was supposed to be a question posed and y'all would think about it. But me and my brethren got into it a little bit. But hey.
We hit y'all with the real. And we ain't finished. This is just part one of this right here.
Right.
This is part one.
This probably needs a continuation.
This needs a continuation. Matter of fact, when we link up with the rest of the team,
yeah,
we gonna have a continuation.
It needs a continuation.
It needs one. It's sad, but it needs one.
And with that, I'll tell y'all, yellow light means caution. Yeah. Slow down. Oh, you did it. You know you just did it, right? You know what I'm about to take us out of here with. He said it. I didn't do it this time. I didn't do it this time. That's what we're going to take us out of here with. Slow down. When you see a yellow light.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm done. Right. I'm out of handles, y'all. And that was it. Yeah, oh, shit. That's all we need to hear right there. Wooly Wooly got a pair of my sneakers. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. Be careful if you know how to be. Be sucker free if you know how to maintain.
And most importantly, slow down.
Slow down. You're not promised, but slow down, though. Live out.